What's up? What's up? What's up? You are now tuned into the Fellas Podcast. I'm Jason. We got Phil, and we got that boy Ross. Let's go.
What's up, world? We are the Fellas. Just a cute, quick introduction. This is Lawrence Ross. Lawrence, tell me a little bit about yourself.
I'm the man.
Why are you looking at
me? Straight up.
That's all you need to know.
I'm Jason Bowie. If he's the man, then I'm the emperor. We got the bishop right here. We're going to let him do his own little thing.
Whatever, man. I'm big bro. I'm Phil. What's up?
And we are the Fellas. This is our first shoot ever.
Ever.
And so it's going to be real interesting.
It's practice. It's
not judges. Yeah, practice.
Makes perfect.
Practice. Talking about practice. And so, today's episode, how did we get started?
I don't know. Tell the people, man.
How was the brothers, the Fellas, how was the Fellas born? Oh, we can't forget our producer. He over here on the scene with Vontae.
Hey, but that's his picture back there.
Yeah, that's his. Look up, Barney. Say cheese. But man, I remember our first real conversation was, in July?
Yeah.
We was at Field Crib chilling, you know what I'm saying? Just talking about different things, man. I mean, and we end up just talking about our goals. What do we want to get accomplished?
Wait a minute, which one are you talking about? You talking about the one where we really, really went in?
So we didn't go into October, okay. But July is where our mind started kind of.
Is that the one we went across and we each other talking about how much we wanted to make?
Yep. Yeah. But October?
Yeah.
Oh, that's when we all got slayed?
All right. So let's bring y'all in on the combo. Okay. Right. So basically, we were sitting around the porch and, you know, doing our guy thing. We just, you know, hook up and just chit-chat. And so the conversation just steered towards, like, where do we want to be in the next, in the next couple of years? How much you want to be making? Like, what landmarks did we want to see happen that will mark progress in our life, you know?
Right.
That we made it from one level to the next, that we made some progression. And we just talked about those different areas. So it was pretty cool. Actually, it was us three, but I think we had
Vontae was there,
okay.
And
I think Corey was there.
Was Corey there?
I think so.
No, Corey wasn't there.
No, he wasn't there. He was?
Yes, he was. Yes, he was.
Everybody went around and we pretty much just like, you know, said what our goals was, and we just like took advantage of that moment. It was a profound moment in a sense because, you know, we all had the ability to just really like declare, you know, this is what we want to be. This is what we're believing we're going to be. And it was crazy because it was crazy for me because it wasn't a moment that we necessarily created. It was created just by the synergy of all of us being at the same place, same mindset, you know, on one accord. And it just, you know, I don't want to sound preachy, but it was like a Pentecostal moment.
Yeah, exactly.
So it was extraordinary. It was extraordinary.
So I think the theme that we talked about, that we prayed about for last year, for it to be accepted this year, was acceleration. I would say be careful what you pray for and be careful who you stand agreement with, because depending on who you stand agreement with, if they get blessed, you better be ready for your blessing to come through. You know what I'm saying? And man, it seemed like January came and then the ground just
exploded for us. Like, everybody started to elevate in areas that we didn't think were going to even happen. It was surprising. But when we asked for it, and we have been praying about these things, I know that I have been praying for them in my secret place for all of us, including myself. And then when doors start opening up, it was kind of like, well, God, am I ready for this?
Yeah, we were looking like,
and wow. Then at the same time, he was like, well, I've gave you enough time to prepare for this as well. I'm going to prepare you while you're going through this. So it just happened all of a sudden. It was like overnight. It was like, hey, for me, I was sitting in the back. Now I'm like
up front,
and it's kind of like, whoa, this is so real. Mm-hmm. And the new responsibilities of my life and sharing the word of God with people has has expanded tremendously over time. Like, I'm like the preacher at my job.
Reverend Ross,
like, Bishop Ross,
like the church. I'm the pastor of Church AIG right now. Come on, man. But I mean, you know, it is what it is, man.
Got some insurance.
So
yeah,
so for you, your acceleration, and I think it's the same thing for all of us. Access.
Yeah.
So you went from trying to stay out of the way, and now you're in a place where you're around conversations. Mm-hmm. You're around wisdom. Mm-hmm. That you're getting, and I don't want to say free because you paid the cost to get to that place. Mm-hmm. There were some things that you had to do to get to that place. But now that your mind is like working on a whole nother level, and then we got Phil here.
Well, hold on, we skipping some things because, like, you gotta think about it. Where were we when we had that conversation to start with? Like, we done skipped over like 6-8 months. Like, what nut? You know what I'm saying? Right. Like,
but
like,
it happened that fast, though.
It did, but it's like it's like I don't think any of us were in the ideal place.
No, man.
At the time of that conversation,
we were literally recovering from a storm.
Yeah.
And I don't even want to say Harvey. Harvey was a storm, and the crazy part about it, I think this is when we realized that God's favor was on our life, is where nothing happened to none of us. Mm-hmm. 5 people who live in different sides of town and nothing happened. It was so dope. I had went to Field House before the flooding happened, and we were able to drive from his house back to my house on 45. And anybody that's in Houston, no, 45 floods. If anybody spit on the freeway, it floods. And so we were able to make it through there, and nobody's house really got damaged. Vontae was surrounded by water.
Yeah.
And y'all don't see him, but his house,
it just came to the doorstep.
His house didn't get damaged. Lawrence,
same thing.
Glory. Neighborhood, same exact thing. Surrounded by water.
Nothing came in the door.
Nothing. Phil, nothing happened.
Nothing.
Me and my family, nothing happened. And so when you think about that, it's like, bro, Corey, nothing happened. Mm-hmm. And so it's like, God, you really looking out. Yeah. You really looking out. And then so after that storm, I think the effects of the storm for us, let me say for me, wasn't, it took a financial hit for me. I had about 12, no, I would say 14 deals, houses pending. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? People looking for homes and things of that nature. Like my business is booming. And I would say 50, 60% of my business dropped off. Mm-hmm. And we talking about,
dramatic.
We ain't talking about $4,000 or $5,000. We talking about $15,000, yeah, that I was expecting. And you can't get mad because it wasn't just a storm that affected people's lives. It was other things that happened in people's lives. You know what I'm saying? Some things that beyond their control. And I'm sitting here like, okay, when we first had our conversation in July, my wife had just made a year of being laid off. And so I'm like, bruh. So I'm the breadwinner. You know, luckily I got to pay for daycare, wife taking care of home, and things of that nature. But still, it's like, it's tight, because as a man, there's still some things that you want to do for your family.
Right.
That, man, you want to just do it. And you're like, man, this bill is going to be late if I could do something special for them sometimes. Mm-hmm. But you fast forward to the progression. It's like the storm hit, but our spiritual lives, spiritually, we started to become at peace.
Things start to activate, in a sense.
Yeah,
that's what happened.
Things were unlocked, and then you understand that the storm is necessary.
Right, that was perfect because I think I know for me it was more of like a mental headspace.
Right,
from everything that happened previously, it was more like you've been through this. At some point, you have to stop and you have to hit the reset button. But you just hitting the reset button is easier said than done, because really you have to make these evaluations like, what are you including in your life? What got you to where you are? What do you need to remove? What do you need to add? What do you need to build upon? What do you need to, you know, literally tear down?
The scary part is you talking about yourself.
Yeah, 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 exactly. Like, I'm not talking about other people.
Right, you looking in the mirror like bruh,
what do I need to do, you know? And that can be, you know, that's crazy. If you imagine a doctor doing surgery on himself, you know what I'm saying? That could be a scary thing, but realistically, it's really not you doing surgery on yourself. It's just you laying yourself on the surgery bed and say, okay, God, I'm willing to take this. And I realize that the pain meds of grace and mercy it's not going to soothe everything. I'm going to feel some of this pain. Right. Like, I'm going to feel some of the adjustments. I'm going to experience the heartache. I'm going to experience the depression. I'm going to experience this. I'm going to experience a lot of degrees to it. You know, everything not going to be all right. I ain't feel nothing. You know, the log just covered me. Nah, he going to let you feel some stuff.
Right.
So for me, like, in that space, it was really like, there's so much inside of you, and you have to release it, and you have to tap into it to release it. And whatever it is, all the blockage, all the things that stand in between you and what's really inside of you, it's like those things you literally have to address. And then for me, it was you know how they say, you know, God's forgiving you, you got to forgive yourself. I think because we're our greatest critics, sometimes I had to come to the point where I had to really just look at who I am, appreciate myself for who I am, and extract the opinions and expectations of other people about me, my life, what I'm doing, decisions I'm making, where I'm going. Because at the end of the day, if I live my life at the expense of making other people happy, I'll never live my life. I'm just existing for the sake of other people being happy, but denying my own self true existence. So, but I think that's what made that moment so remarkable, because not to say we were in bad places, but we were all in places where we're bringing things together. We're tearing down some things. Mm-hmm. We're extracting. I mean, there's so much that's going on.
High vulnerability.
Exactly. But in that place, here we found, you know, this, I don't know, for lack of better words, but a time where harmony, everything just synced. And it was like you're in the right place with the right people, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying, to declare something that normally you wouldn't even... If you're like me, there's certain times where it's on you to speak it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Your mind is sharp. Your mind is clear. And you can say things and visualize things that you normally wouldn't be able to, because you got so many distractions externally, internally going on. But it was like, it was a perfect time. It was a perfect time in an imperfect moment. You know what I'm saying? So it was a perfect moment in an imperfect time. Everything around us wasn't perfect. It wasn't where we wanted to be. But it was like in that particular moment, it was like, boom, this is your portal between now and next year. Speak what you want to be, where you want to be, how you want it to be. Take advantage of that moment and see what's going to happen.
And, you know, that was some frustrations in that season.
Very. Yeah. But see, my frustration during that season was finding yourself.
Right, because you had just answered your call.
I had just answered my call.
Yeah.
You have the expectations of being a pastor's kid.
Mm-hmm.
You have different people pulling at you saying, well, you should be this type of preacher. I want to mentor you. Let me put you under your wing. But at the same time, it's finding your own identity.
Mm-hmm.
So I have my brothers, y'all, that are pretty... I'm not going to say y'all know y'all vain, but y'all are kind of already in it. So you know your preaching style. You know what you bring to the table in such a sense.
Shut up. You talking about Phil.
Yeah, but you too. Like you have a sense of self. You know, you have a sense of self, or you know exactly how to tap in.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, it was learning how to tap in. And to be honest, that first sermon I preached was teaching me how to tap in. Mm-hmm. Just be totally submissive.
Yeah.
Saying, hey, you know what? God, I'm done fighting you. I've been fighting you for a very, very long time. This is my opportunity to show you that I really love you so much that whatever you put me through, mm-hmm. it's going to be a testimony for what's to come.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like I say, it was a real crazy moment. You know, it was to be around a group of men that you can cry with.
Mm.
And the next day, I still can look at you and be like, oh, that's my boy. He's a man.
Mm-hmm.
You only have those moments with either your brothers or your father.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And being that we're all in different places and we've all been in certain levels, we feed into each other in such a way that it's funny. Like, Jason would call me in the morning and be like, well, Ross, this is what I was thinking about. Boom, 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 boom. I was like, well, I thought about that last night. Or Phil again, say something, and it'd be like, Jason be like, well, you know, I thought about that as well. So it's like we have it's a unique synergy that we feed off each other's energy. Like, for me, when we all in the sanctuary together, I know we finna have some good church.
Right, right.
Because it's just, I know that we have so much in common that we're pulling off each other's energy because we need each other's energy at the same time.
For sure.
And it's always positive energy. It's never negative. And then when we do have our moments of being critical or constructive criticism, it's to be the betterment of gotcha. Everybody.
So, listen, we're about to take a break. This first segment has been very... interesting. I think we're about to get into the meat of some things that got us to this point now. So this is part one.
Yes.
Of the fellas.
Yes.
And you know what? We ain't gonna do like them shows do where they tease you and they bring part two back.
Nah,
like,
we gonna tease you. I'm playing.
Yeah, we might delay about a day or two. You know, but we're gonna take a break and kind of collect our frame of thought. And we also know that people can't think that long anyway. So
hey, but sum it up. When we talk about how the fellas were birthed, we were birthed in a controversial time.
Yeah.
So think on that until the next time. With the fellas, we hype.
Peace. Peace.
Hey, this Big Ross. You just tuned into the Fellas Podcast. Make sure you follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at the Fellas 2K18. Peace.
Let's go!